If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exodus chapter 3. The nation of Israel was in bondage like you never thought possible. There were two races of people who experienced physical bondage with such hate, with the sole purpose of extinguishing those races. They were the descendants of Shem, Shemites, and the descendants of Ham, Hamites. History played it out to the bondage of the Jews and the institutional slavery of the blacks. Descendants of Shem, Israelites, descendants of Ham, Canaanites, us. The only two formal groups of people who experienced institutionalized slavery for the same amount of years, 400, by their brother, Japheth. Understand, this was a horrible thing. Exodus 1 and 2 give you a story that's void of hope. It is one of despair. And the children of Israel served the Egyptians with vigor, with all their heart. And the Egyptians isolated them and kept them from any substantive source of hope, kept them fully in a state of despair. They beat them mercilessly. One needs now to just use the imagination to imagine that there were probably acts of rape and molestation and beatings beyond the workforce, because there is no crueler animal in the world than the unrepentant heart of a human. For only a human kills their babies. Every other thing God made doesn't practice abortion. They have their babies. Only humans abort their babies. How's God feeling as he watches the seed of Abraham go through the most difficult time of their existence? And they've done nothing to deserve it. This happened just because they were Jewish. We get through chapter 1, we get through chapter 2, and a whole lot of stuff has happened. And we come to chapter 3, verse 1 says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the backside of the desert." The backside of the desert is geographically a place where there is no vegetation. It's called the backside of the desert because it has no sustenance. The only thing that is in the backside of the desert is shade, because it is positioned in a way where the sun hits the mountain and the backside of the desert gets the shade. It's not as hot. There is no lesson to be learned in the backside of the desert. There's nothing there but laziness. You only go there because you're tired of going through the heat on the front side. So you go to the backside so you can chill. And Moses leads those sheep to the backside of the desert because he's been over in the front side and he wants to take them someplace where they have no challenge, where they're resting. There's no vegetation there, so they can't even eat. Because if it doesn't get sunlight, there's no photosynthesis. If there's no photosynthesis, there's no growth. For you, One of the reasons why this generation has a deficiency in vitamin D, and baby boomers didn't have a deficiency in vitamin D, is because our parents would say, it's a nice day, get outside. The children today are in the house on those darn video games all day, and they are pale because they're not getting any sunlight. There's a medicinal reward for being outside. My doctor told me once when I had my yearly physical, he said, oh, your vitamin D is a little low. He said, you need some sun. I said, write me a script to go to Nassau. He wrote it. I couldn't get it filled. And so our parents were smart. Get outside. Just go outside. Why? It was giving you vitamin D, but on the backside of the desert, there's no sunlight. You're completely at the mercy of the environment. So stop saying that God has you on the backside of the desert. He don't lead you into a place where there is no fruitfulness. If you're on the backside of the desert, it's because you want to be lazy and you went back there to hide from the heat of tribulation. But tribulation works patience. So stay on the front side. Tell somebody, stay on the front side. And while he was on the backside of the desert, it said in verse 2, for some reason, the translator says, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Moses was accustomed, because of the heat and the arid climate of the desert, he was accustomed to the spontaneous combustion of the bush burning from the heat of the desert, but he was not accustomed to the bush burning but not being burned up. And so when he saw this, he says, I'm going to turn aside, verse 3, and see this great sight while the bush is not consumed. You see, many of us are on fire, but we're not consumed. It's not enough to be on fire. You got to let the fire of God consume you until there's no more of you left. You see, we get set on fire in worship. We get set on fire in preaching. And that fire hits you and makes you dance. But when you go out, you still say the same thing. You're on fire, but you're not consumed. You need to be consumed until there's no more of you that's left. And Moses said, I got to see this great sight. I don't know how you can come to church week after week and sit under the fire of God and not be consumed. I got to see this great sight. How can you be around praying people who walk in the Spirit, who breathe the word of God and not be consumed? How can you still do the same things and have the same hungers and not give up sin and live in the presence of a holy God? I got to turn and see this great sight. Moses said, this has my curiosity. God will use strange things to get your attention. You'll say, God, why did you let that person go in position? God will say, that's not the question, baby. You say, well, what's the question? He'll say, why are you letting it bother you? You up here arguing with me about this person in position, and I'm trying to get you to see, why is it messing with your heart? Why are you so bitter? Why are you so upset? Because that person is in position. God said, I would never have been able to show you your heart had I not put that person in position. You're on fire, but you ain't consumed. Moses said, I'm going to turn aside to see this thing. And then it says in verse 4, the King James says, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, I'm going to put it in this phrase. And when the Lord saw that he had Moses' attention, he called unto him out of the bush and said, Moses, you can't tell me that God don't sound like James Earl Jones. Moses, whoa, glory to God, Moses. And Moses said, here am I. Notice the instantaneous response. There is no philosophical or theological question in his mind. There is no moment of debate and doubt. Because when God calls you, he doesn't call your flesh. He calls your spirit. And you'll know when it's him. You won't need anybody to qualify it, but you won't need anybody to bring clarity when God calls you. When we used to teach our daughter when she was small that if she ever was separated from us, We told her not to try and look for us, but stay seated. We will find you. And then I used to tell her, if we're ever in a store and I kind of wander away, I used to tell her, don't say dad, because everybody's calling for their dad. I said, say Eric. And when I hear her voice, I know that's my child. You actually think that you'll have a problem distinguishing God's voice from all the other voices? Let me tell you something. If you're born again, you'll know your father's voice. Sister Lambert calls me sometimes, and when she calls on the phone, or I know that voice. I'm trained to know that voice. She'll call, and I'll answer the phone when I'm in the car, and she'll say, are you by yourself? And I know that translates into one or two things. It's going to be a mushy conversation, or I'm getting fussed at. Sometimes Darius is in the car, and I'll say, now Darius is in the car. Save me, boy. And so that's how God is. You know it's his voice. 80 years of wandering. 80 years of remembering. And God says, Moses. Moses. And Moses says, here he is! Because he's a brother born in Egypt. He wasn't from Germany where he would have said, I stand here, hark, what is it that thou wishest to say to me? Here he is! God says, all right, the call is out of the way. Now let's get to the worship. He said, don't come no closer, baby. You're close enough. But take your shoes off. Because I'm here, and where I am is holy. Now, there's no spell here. You know, oh, God told Moses to take his shoes off. No. God was telling him to take his shoes off because he didn't want anything between Moses' skin and God's presence. In other words, what I'm about to do for you, I need all of you, baby. I ain't ministering through no leather. Take your shoes off in homage of your acceptance of the fact that I'm standing before you. God, y'all better go with me. I can't get no help. I wonder, is there anybody in here that can take what I said at the beginning and apply it to what I'm saying now? Does anybody hear the sound of a bugle?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
0931-5A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Join Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear an exciting word of encouragement and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida. Services will take place Thursday, October 22nd and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. nightly. For more information, call 215-885-2585 or visit betheldeliverance.org.